twice.
Exciting, short, be it all, episode of the Middleman Talk Show. And I am your host, Kevin.
And this is Jen.
Jen, sound like we missing two other people. One of them, I'ma excuse. The other one, I'm not. Homeboy, I know you're going to download this show. Shame on you. You are weak. We get in the
politician. You are, but now I'm not on your side no more, so.
Oh, man, I'm so upset with him right now. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. A travesty. We're a team here. It's all good. I'm going to let him slide, Jen. I'm going to let him live. But
I'm
going to
give him
a
chance once.
I'm just saying, though, Jen. You know, we're going to have to let him live. We'll let him live this time. Boy, I'm going to get on you so bad on a personal end. I'm gonna text him so much, Gene. It's gonna be ridiculous. That's what I'm just saying. It's gonna hurt. But look here, Jen. Last week we did a fan favorite last week, and you know, the boundaries in marriage. I hope a lot of you guys had the opportunity to peep out that show right there. I mean, it was a great episode. A lot of people did like that show. So I mean, it was one of the higher rating shows that we've done before. So if you did get the opportunity to listen to Boundaries and Marriage, make sure you go back and download that show. It is available on iTunes, and we're working on some other mediums that we're going to go ahead and put this show on for you guys to be able to listen to the Middleman Talk Show all the time. But each download helps, and it also helps if you guys send the show out to other people and email it to friends and tell coworkers and all that, because you know we do have the Tuesday morning takeover, and we also have the Talk of the Town on Thursday, and we'll be launching the Middleman Sports Talk. I want to say we might do it this week. Jen, I don't know if you're going to want to come and check us out on that Sports Talk show, because it's going to be a lot of men with testosterone talking a lot of crap about sports.
You know, I want to be in the mix, you know, of that.
To all our ladies out there, I know I got a lot of friends that are female on Facebook that are college game lovers, Alabama fans that are from Mississippi. I don't understand that, but y'all, whoever listen, all my Georgia fans, SEC fans, period, Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever it is now, whatever, you know, ACC, if y'all want to get in, NFL, hockey, tennis, we're going to be covering the gamut of everything. So just like the show is titled What's to Come, that is one of the new shows that under the Middleman brand that we will be bringing to you guys shortly. We appreciate all of the support that we've been getting from you guys as of late. And before that,
I want to say, ladies, don't be afraid of the show, because, like, I know a lot of ladies that turned into football widows during this time of year where, you know, their man dies and go to football heaven and they're left alone. You know, get in the mix with them and, you know, tune in and, you know, have something to talk to your, you know, guy about and surprise him.
Exactly, because he might sit down and watch Scandal, or he might sit down and watch, what's the mother reality show y'all watch, ATL, Bad, whatever, Housewives, or whatever, Bad Girl Clubs, whatever that this is.
Tune in, get some tips, and then, you know, surprise them at dinner, you know, by asking them about the game.
Most definite. And, man, Jen, while we're speaking on what's to come, we got a show that's coming up next Sunday on the Middleman Talk Show. Make sure you tell a friend about this show that we have coming up. And our guest for this show will be Life and My Stiletto reality show. It will be the cast of that reality show. It is an internet-based show. So, I mean, you guys can go check that out over on YouTube. And these young ladies, they have a great story to tell. So we want to make sure you guys come and support. After you watch the video, you know, go to our Facebook page or the Middleman Talk Show and post up what you thought about the video. No negative comments, please. Because, I mean, these young ladies have been through a lot, and they're out there sharing their lives for you guys. And I commend them for getting out here and exposing so much of themselves, leaving themselves so wide open for the general public to even take on what their lives are about. So I want to make sure that you guys tune in with us next Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern.
And if you've ever listened to the Middlemen Show before, you know that myself and Nick, you know, sometimes KG and Al, sometimes, you know, are big fans of reality shows. And I really liked the episode that I saw about, you know, was it the girl in stilettos?
Yeah.
I really like the show. If you're a fan of reality TV, I think you'll find it compelling. I think a lot of times we support, you know, the gutterball ratchet shows. You know, it gives a refreshing, you know, view to support something that goes a little bit more in depth, or something that you might not get from your general ratchet TV. You know, we always indulge in ratchet TV, but we have to have a balance. And I think this show gives a fresh balance, and I think good things are going to come from these girls. And so I'm real excited about it.
Most definitely. And also, keep your eyes open. We will announce it, and I know we've been talking about it for the last past couple of weeks. Yes, themiddleman.com. It is, I think it's themiddleman.com or .net. We got two of them. I forgot which one we're going to go with. But we're getting that revamped again, and we're going to be posting that site up so you guys can go directly to our site. You won't have to go to Blog Talk if you don't have that capability on your phone. You can go directly to our site and use the Blog Talk player from there. But we want to make sure you guys keep checking out what we have. Also, if you have any topics or anything of that nature, make sure you can email them to us at wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. We are the middleman, and that's T-H-E, at gmail.com. Email us some of the great ideas that you guys have. And, I mean, thank you guys for supporting us and carrying us this far with the show, because without you, there will be no us. Now, like we said, we got some great topics. We don't want to give away too much, but we got some great topics coming up the next couple of Sundays, man. I'm telling you, you do not want to miss these shows. If you have it on automatic download, make sure that you're tuning in to these shows. If you got that Tuesday morning takeover, yes, we had a couple of, you know, back-to-back repeats on that show right there, but we want to make sure that you guys realize we do have Nick back in the building. We do have Nick doing that particular show right there. So make sure you guys go download that Tuesday morning takeover. He already let me know. I'm a little... Let a gentleman let a little cat out the bag right here. He got a couple of interviews coming up, Jen.
Really?
Some of the great R&B singers that he's been dealing with. And I don't want to say any names, but I heard some heavy hitters in there, Jen. For real.
Oh, somebody that I would like to speak with?
Somebody you would like to hear. Yes.
Oh,
someone
wow.
that you would like to find out a little bit more about their life. And you know how Nick will get into the interviews, and Nick will get in there, and then basically, man, he will dissect the person and let you know a little bit more, open them up a little bit more, just like we did with Carl Thomas. If y'all haven't had the opportunity to listen to that show, yes, we did interview Bad Boy Singing Sensation from back in the day, Carl Thomas. We do have that in our archives. Make sure you go back and look up that show with Carl Thomas, because we had a little, you know, wager that me and Carl, we just ain't got together yet. But we got a little barbecue wager going. He's swagging out cooking me, Jen. I'm about to fold him up.
What?
Yeah. Carl was like, man, I can out cook you. As a matter of fact, I mean, he don't live too far from where I'm at.
Wow.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to get together.
He can out sing you, but I don't know about out cook you.
No. Carl don't want to see this. He just swear that he can throw down. You know, he was talking a lot of smack, so... Y'all make sure y'all go check out that. And also check out a lot of our other archive shows. I mean, you know, what Black Men Need to Do. Those are some of our older shows. What Black Women Need to Do. I Ain't Paying for Snit. You make the word.
That's classic.
Those
shows
right there. I know I'm bringing back a little bit of memories right there. But,
yeah,
you know, when we get this interview in next week, Jen, I want to make sure that, you know, everybody understand, you know, I want everybody to be open and honest with our callers. I want you guys to be open and honest when you call in, just like these young ladies will be transparent with us next week. You know, some of the things that we may discuss is domestic abuse and making good decisions and choices and some of the things that they've done in their lifetime. So we want to make sure that you guys come in with us and while these young ladies are transparent, we ask you to be transparent also.
And respectful.
Very much that. Very much that, because it ain't easy. I mean, it's not easy to get out here and share yourself with everyone that may not know you and try to judge you off
and
the rip.
And I think not only with the people that we've interviewed, but also with our guests and ourselves. You know, you never know, and we've had people that have called into the show that have inspired me. We've had people that have called into the show that you never know who you touch when you speak to them. You never know if your question might spark a question that someone else is thinking, and you know, you really might touch or inspire someone's life, and that happens constantly on this show. And, you know, I really want everybody to tune in, especially our base and our listeners that tune in constantly, so they have an opportunity to share not only with our, you know, guests, lives, but, you know, our listeners' lives as well.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Well, this show right here was just to let you guys know we got a lot of things coming up, a lot of exciting new things coming up on the Middleman Talk Show. We did have a full show scheduled for you guys today, but we're going to kind of hold back because I think there's going to be a lot of energy put into this show next week, and there's going to be a lot of energy that, you know, that's going to come out of this show. Like Jen said, you may be inspired to do some things or inspired to talk to someone. You may be a father that has a daughter that you haven't talked to in a long time. You never know, because like I said, with this particular show right here, you know, you may not know what you're going to hear. But
like Kevin said, if you have a question, that you know, please go on YouTube and look at the episodes of the show, the girl show. And if you have any questions for them that you would like us to ask that maybe you don't feel comfortable on air, please email us. And, Kevin, give that information again.
We are themiddlemen@gmail.com. We've gotten a lot of emails from a lot of people. We would like to have more. It's wearethemiddle@gmail.com. That's wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. And send a shout-out to Nick Eaton, too. He just released that Flight 1980 album. I know a lot of you guys may not be aware of this, but Nick Eaton, he's a great singer. And, you know, I appreciate what he do. So, Jen, we're going to go ahead and shut everything down right now. We're going to go out with this record right here. It is a free download. So if you're on our Blog Talk page and you haven't become a friend, make sure you add yourself as a friend. Go over to Facebook, add yourself as a friend. Follow us on Blog Talk. That'll help out a lot, too. But I'm going to go ahead and play this record from Flight 1980. This is our man, Nick Eaton. And we're going to go ahead and close this out right here. And we're getting ready for this battle that's about to come up for you guys, this show that we're going to bring out and bring out all this energy and everything, okay?
Appreciate all right, see y'all.
Yeah, most definitely. This is Nick Eaton. Ease Your Mind. This is from the Flight 1980. You can download that right now. Make sure you get it.
Try to deceive you, 'cause I pledge my life to you. All my lovers in the building, gotta help me say, if you know it ain't no other, they can love you like each other. Won't you go on and put your hands up, sing it if you can. And now, ladies, if you feel me, won't you say? And now, my fellas, if you hear me say, 'cause the only love you need is me, and the only love I'll ever need is my baby.
Shouted, beat Chris, shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout it and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, 'cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle.